Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Sam Crowley, welcome back to podcast number two, December 9th, 2015. Great to be here. Great to be here. By the way, remember, leave your five-star rating on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday Show. I greatly appreciate it. Helps other people find the show much easier. Leave a comment, too. I'll read it on the podcast. Give you a little love, a shout-out. Appreciate everybody who subscribes to this podcast, the longest-running motivational show on iTunes. Hey, let's not lose sight of what you're doing, okay? I mean, you're in this thing for the long haul, right? This dream that you're pursuing, this passion that you have, you're not in this for just a couple of weeks, right? I mean, you're actually going to see this thing through, not like most people who give it a shot. What'd you do? I gave it a shot. Oh, well, isn't that amazing? I've never met anyone who gave anything a shot. I don't know very many people that actually just tried something. Come on, man, that's everybody, you know, myself included. Back in the day, before I figured out, hey, my kids aren't going to eat unless I actually get my head out of my backside and stay focused on one thing and see it through until it gets a little momentum. And then you can go off and try something different, you know? But you got to see the one thing, the passionate thing, through and weather the storm, you know? Welcome to the club. You got some adversity? Welcome to the club, you know? Got a little 2 month at the end of the money? Great. That's awesome. Welcome to the club, too. Entrepreneurship is a big, big zigzag. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, flying back from Palm Springs a few days ago, I spoke at that event this past weekend, and sitting in first class, which if you read my email that I send out, if you're not on my email database, what's the matter with you? Go to everydaysaturday.com, put your name and email in so we can communicate. I always try to share great value with my list. And I shared the story about, you know, the difference between flying first class and flying coach. It's a few hundred dollars, but the experience is well worth every single penny. From being able to board first and get all the overhead space you need, which is now like, you know, oceanfront property is trying to get, you know, it's just a little space for your overhead bag. You get to sit down, relax, give you, you know, drinks, the five Bloody Marys I had on the way out because I was on vacation. Not on the way back, though. Had no alcohol on the way back. And by the way, I drink like once every 6 months. So that was my way of, you know, having a good time. That was the Cincinnati to Salt Lake City flight on my way to Palm Springs last Thursday. But flying back, I'm sitting in the second row there, row two, just kind of hanging out, having a coffee. And we're supposed to leave at 10 o'clock. I'd flown in from Palm Springs to Salt Lake, and then I was flying Salt Lake to Cincinnati. We hadn't left. It's 10 o'clock. We're not leaving. So the captain comes on. And says, this is always nice to hear. Said, hey, the first officer, who's the quote-unquote the co-pilot, I'm guessing who that is. There's only two seats on the in the cockpit, one's for the pilot, one's the co-pilot. But we'll go with what he said. Hey, everybody, this is the captain speaking. We're going to be delayed this morning, our flight out of Salt Lake City, because we cannot find the first officer. Can't locate the guy. Translation, didn't show up for work. So I'm sitting in my seat thinking, huh, well, I know what happens when most people don't show up to work, like a waiter or a waitress or, you know, somebody that drives a truck or a school teacher. You get a substitute, you know, hey, not going to be able to make it today or just don't show up. Maybe you got in an accident and you can't get a hold of your boss. What happens when you're flying an airplane and there's 250 people on the plane and you didn't show up for work? Houston, we've got a problem. So I'm thinking this isn't going to end like in 5 minutes. They're not just going to go outside on the jetway and say, hey, anybody know how to fly this plane heading back to Cincinnati from Salt Lake? So we waited, and what starts happening? You know, 15 minutes goes by, 20 minutes, everybody starts huffing and puffing. You can hear the murmur. Oh, my God, this is crazy. Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm going to miss my connection. Since I got to get myself to Chicago. And So I'm just taking it all in. First of all, I got nowhere to go. Even if it takes 5 hours to find somebody to help fly the plane, that's a hell of a lot faster than I'm getting to Cincinnati that day. Okay, I couldn't drive there in 5 hours. So hanging out. Now the next stage hits. People start leaving the plane, like literally getting up from the back of the plane. They're walking off the airplane because they feel as though they're going to miss the connection. So our flight was supposed to leave at 10. It's now 10:30, and people are literally just walking off the plane. You can see the stewardess is looking at them, hey, hi, and they're just not even saying it. Just, I'm done. I'm out. Gone. I'm going to go find my own flight. Okay, you do that. So then you know how this ends, right? It's maybe a quarter to 11. We'd been sitting on the airplane now for an hour because you got aboard way ahead of when you're supposed to leave. Was it inconvenient? Yeah, in coach, definitely. First class, not so much. Because I've got my iPad there. I can get some work done. I'm drinking a cup of coffee. I'm fine. What am I going to do? Like I said, where am I going? And it's 10:45, and in comes a first officer, not the first officer that they couldn't find, but a first officer to help fly the airplane. And the pilot said, hey, we got our guy. I'm just going to brief him on our flight plan, and we're going to go over a few things, and we should be pulling away from the gate in 10 minutes or so. So by 11 a.m., we pulled away from the gate, and we probably had 10 people leave the airplane, all shades of pissed off. You know, they're all and I'm thinking, man, seriously, where are you going that you can get there faster than an airplane going 500 miles an hour? I don't understand that. We're going to have a little bit of an inconvenience. I think we have such a low tolerance now. Everything needs to be done yesterday, and it needs to be done perfectly, which is an amazing threshold to try to hit in whatever you're trying to do, relationships or finances or your business. Think about that for pressure, that you have to be that perfect. And like I said, we're traveling 2,000 miles, okay? How are you going to get 2,000 miles faster? The entire flight time was less than 3 hours. It was 2 hours and 57 minutes from Salt Lake to Cincinnati. And we only arrived at the gate maybe 40 minutes late than we were supposed to. A guy made up some time. He said, hey, we're going to the air traffic. This was funny. Like an hour into flight, the pilot comes on. Hey, everyone, just an update. Air traffic over Nebraska gave us a shortcut we're going to take. I'm like, how do you take a shortcut in the air? I mean, I know when you're driving, you can find it. What do you do? Like, what's the shortcut? What do you do? We're not already kind of going at a direct. I don't understand it. But I kind of chuckled at that. We landed in Cincinnati safely, which is always the main concern. I don't care what happens. Just get me to where I need to go safely. All right. You can delay it all you want. It ain't your fault. I get it. Okay. And the point is, when we're doing whatever we're doing in life, you're starting a business. What do you want? You want results right away. Hey, I started my company. I've been doing this 30 days. I spend $1,000 on Facebook ads. I only got 5 leads and no sales. I'm done. Yeah, okay, you're done. But you'll go spend 40 years in a job and not have any sense of urgency. Just pay me, right? Just give me that paycheck every 2 weeks. Just give me that health insurance, and I'll do whatever you need me to do. Guys, that's the wrong way to look at things. It's a long-term play. Your dream is a long-term play. At least I hope it is. You better hope it is. You're not going to die tomorrow, right? But you sure as hell ought to act like it instead of putting off what you can do right now, today, to get going and stop having this expectation that everything should work out exactly the way it needs to work out. Listen to my show from yesterday comparing last December to this December. I mean, I can't be any more grateful. I thought about it all morning this morning. Went out to get coffee, brought my wife and Susan out with me as well. We were just driving around thinking, man, can you believe last year at this time she was getting her trach put in? That's crazy. And now she's riding around the back seat with us. And I'm not saying I don't get mad. I'm not saying I don't have this same sense of urgency and I don't get upset when things don't get done the right way. But man, I'll tell you, using that airline as an example, when we flew home from Salt Lake to Cincinnati, it's like, guys, take a deep breath, man. Keep the main thing the main thing. We're going to fly 2,000 miles at 500 miles an hour in a tube, and we're going to get there safely, wherever we need to be. What's wrong with that? Why does it got to be always on your time? Why does it always need to be how you need it to be? That ain't the way it is. We still got there safe, and you're still going to get to your destination, whatever that means. You want to speak on stage, you want to launch a website, you want to launch a coffee shop, whatever it is, something on the beach, whatever, man. Invest in real estate. You'll get there safely if you just have patience and keep the main thing the main thing. And you know what? If you're kind of in a stall right now and things aren't going, then get out of what you're doing right now and go do something that's going to take your mind off that until that event happens the way it should. You know, if it's not working out exactly right in the space you are right now, go find a parallel type of activity to get done to help add value to what you're doing and get going with that. Just keep yourself happy. There's no sense to be miserable. Why? Being miserable, it's optional. Pain is inevitable. Misery is optional. Are you with me? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.